All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, I tell you what, you hear the people on the call right now talking about ambition. That is one of the ways that you're going to make it to the top in this business. Let me tell you about that in just a moment. We do this call every Sunday evening. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. So we welcome everyone from Japan. If you're on your lunch hour, if this is just a late morning for you, we're glad you're on the call with us. Welcome to the call. Welcome to Ambit Energy. Okay? Now, the people on the call, you hear them talking about ambition. Got to tell you about this. Less than 30 days away. We've been waiting for this since the end of Ambition last year. Guys, it's finally here. I can hear the excitement in your voice. It's about to happen. August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, right here in Dallas, Texas. If you're not planning on going to Ambition, you need to make your plans now. Get registered for the big event. Go into your power zone. If you're within your first 30 days, it's only $149. If not, whatever the price is, it's worth it. Get registered. You're going to hear from the best of the best of the best that this company has to offer. And they've gotten John Maxwell to be one of our keynote speakers. Guys, it doesn't get any better than this. This gentleman created the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And then after being associated with Ambit Energy, one of the only network marketing companies that he endorses, he created the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership in Ambit Energy. That's how special we are to him. That's how special he is to us. And our featured speaker tonight, hopefully he'll tell you his story about ambition, which is absolutely awesome. But I want to switch over as well and talk for just a brief moment about Power Trip. November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we're going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. This is an event that was created by Brian McClure and Carlos Marin back in the day to give new consultants an opportunity to see what this company is like, to check out the corporate office, to meet the co-founders of the company, and to hear more about this dynamic organization. And it just kind of grew into a twice-a-year event, and now it's traveling to Scranton, Pennsylvania. I am already registered, got the hotel room ready to go. I can't wait to get there. And one of the reasons I can't wait to get there is on Friday morning, we have a leadership breakfast. It's for the leaders. And we have featured speakers, Brian McClure, Ray Monty, Philip Eckhart, and our speaker this evening. This gentleman was one of the principal investors in Ambit Energy. And I'm not going to tell you everything about his story. Hopefully he'll tell you what ambition is all about. But we get to hear from him at Power Trip. And guys, let me tell you something. At the end of the breakfast, which is basically the first event from Power Trip, you already feel like you've got your money's worth. You're ready to go back home and build the business from the information that he gives us on leadership alone. Please welcome executive consultant in Ambit Energy and one of our principal investors, Mr. Joey Carter. Joey, welcome to the call.
Well, howdy, Bear. It's a delight to be on the call tonight. And if anybody's up real late in Japan, konnichiwa, genki desu ka. It's always an honor when Brian extends an invitation for me to host tonight's call. And Bear, we thank you for all you do each and every week as the voice of this call and the consistency in this. But I just am delighted, and it was, as I was listening in, as many of y'all were calling in and announcing your name and you registered for Ambition, registered for Power Trip. Some of you talking about how many of your team is coming with you, and so I'm, of course, just as excited as you are about Ambition. And I'll tell a brief story, and I'll try to be quick here because that's the stuff I want to talk about tonight. But Bear Gordon is right. Ambition is a big part of my Ambit story. Yes, I'm an investor in Ambit. Jerry Thompson reached out to me in 2006 to ask my opinion of could relationship marketing, direct selling, network marketing, could it really be a vehicle to gather customers for deregulation of electricity, gathering electricity and gas customers. And I thought that Jerry had a tremendous idea. I wished him very well when we first talked about it and the ideas that he had. Talked a lot about the Direct Selling Association, and it was just a few months later, after getting the visit, Jerry called me back and asked me if I would invest in his new company called Ambit Energy. So I invested in 2006 in an idea. I wouldn't become a customer for a while. I wanted to make sure the system worked, and he already had two customers, and I didn't want to be the third one. But how excited we were to be investors in Ambit as it quickly went from $1 million its first year, $30 million to $180 million, and I'm not sure what my life would be like today if I hadn't gotten an email from Jerry Thompson and inviting me to Ambition in 2009. They were going to have a luncheon for the investors at Ambition on Saturday. This was at the Lowe's Anatole. The whole event was there. And on Saturday, they invited us to come down and go to a luncheon and get an investor update. I remember getting to the hotel, trying to find the right elevator. It was in one of the suites. And there's only going to be about 15, 20 people at this luncheon. And I can remember the first person I met from Ambit, outside of the people I knew at corporate, I got in an elevator, and it's Esther Spina, this woman that was just alive and vibrant and full of green. And she said, "I know who you are. I've heard about your story." And I didn't know who she was, but now I know who she is, as she wears one of those wonderful jackets. But went to an investor conference. That they gave us a great update on the company. The company was now tracking to get close to $300 million. And as this luncheon wrapped up, again, I don't expect it just to go to this luncheon that happened to be during Ambition, but Jerry asked, would any of the investors like to come down and hear the closing general session? Now, if you've been to Ambition before, you know the closing general session is where they make big announcements. It's where Jerry and Chris do their keynote address, and you really get to hear about the vision, values, and opportunity of really where Ambit is going. And I was delighted to be invited to that and said yes. And so they walked us down, walked us right up. I sat in the front row. I sat beside Carolyn Thompson even. And I was so impressed, yes, to hear Jerry and Chris talk about their vision, to talk about their leadership, to talk about their standards for integrity in this business. I got to hear Brian McClure, and I'd heard a little bit about who Brian McClure was. And I was so fascinated by him as he told his story and told, again, the challenges that not only he'd overcome, but the decisions he'd made when he joined Ambit. And one thing he did on stage is he thanked the investors. And so he made me feel like, hey, in some small way, I felt like I was a part of that making that day happen. But really my Ambition moment was either as Brian was speaking, maybe when they were doing announcements of the top 10 or top 50, handing out gold jackets. Carolyn Thompson. Now, this is Jerry Thompson's wife. This is the first lady of Ambit Energy. She leans over to me during Ambition and says, "Joey, you should do this." And I looked at her and I politely smiled. I already invested a whole lot of money in the business, and she wanted $429 more. She asked me, she wanted me to become a consultant. I got to be honest, my first impression was, I don't do that. I'm an investor. And it was almost comical to me that she asked me to be a consultant. It wasn't until I really got in the car driving home afterwards that I really thought about what she said. She didn't know any better. And again, if you look at it from Carolyn Thompson's perspective, I invested a whole lot of money in this business. I should believe in it. I have a track record in direct selling. I've been a part of the Direct Selling Association. I've been around direct selling since before I was even born, really. And why wasn't I participating in the opportunity to help other people save on their electric bill, get it for free, or get it with wonderful benefits? Why wasn't I involved? Why wasn't I creating a residual income stream? If I believed enough to invest in the business, why wasn't I also involved? She didn't know any better, and she began really got me thinking, and I started wondering, why wasn't I involved in the business? And so I called Jerry Thompson back, or I'm not sure who I responded to, and said, "Hey, I decided I'm doing this. What's the next step?" And they put me in connection with Brian McClure, and I have to be so grateful for Brian. Brian came to Dallas for about 6-8 weeks, did a business presentation with us each and every week as we built our team. He was a regional consultant in 30 days, senior consultant about 90 days, and executive consultant in 2 years, and I am just a thrilled and honored and happy executive consultant and continue to get a wonderful residual check on the 15th of every month, and I'm so excited about what's happening in our team. But, Brian has not only meant a lot to me just in Ambit, but Brian and I have become great friends. We've become partners on several things. And Brian has made introductions to me. Brian has been so wonderful to invite me to come down to Pecan Bluff and enjoy his wonderful ranch and retreat center there. My grandmother had a similar place that we used in our business, and so I just applaud what Brian McClure does. And in fact, I just got to do one shout out. He invited me down one time, and I was part got to be a part of Peter Luda's group. This is Peter Luda, executive consultant, Yellow Jacket member from Chicago. We had all of his leaders down there, and he invited me down there. Had a wonderful time and started dancing with a beautiful young woman that happens to be from Poland in Chicago. And by golly, I think 3 years later from now or 2 years later from now, we're getting married this September. So I'm excited that Ivanka Robo and I are getting married later this year. So I have to put an awful lot of acknowledgement of it there on ambition. If it hadn't been for ambition, opportunity would have never happened. So I am thrilled with that and just delighted to be seeing many of you in the next few weeks at Ambition. And I just want to again reinforce that if you've not made that decision, there's still time to make that decision. Use the Brian McClure, whatever it takes to get to Ambition. But what I want to talk about tonight, and I'll be brief because I took up too much time telling that story, but it's always fun for me. And I want to talk about starting versus finishing. Brian McClure, he keeps talking. In fact, I need to remind him, and Barry, you know, I need to do a shout-out. Where's Brian McClure's book? Because he keeps telling us he's writing a book on direct selling, calling the verses of direct selling. And he talks about recruiting versus enrolling. He doesn't want to recruit people. He wants to enroll people. Get them. He's got several other verses. But I want to talk about starting versus finishing. And again, as I was reminiscing about being at Pecan Bluff and being there with Peter and Ghost Shaluda and get to start dancing with Ivanka and have a wonderful time with Brian, I remember Peter Luda and I visiting with a young consultant that was there. He was a guest of somebody that had just had an opportunity to be there, brand new, just getting started. And he kept talking about how he is a great starter. We kept visiting with him, talked about his wife, sort of outlining the plan to really launch his business and really for his business to be effective quickly, not take 6 months or a year to get to reasonable development, but do it in a few days. And as I remember he sort of looked at us one time and he said, you know, I'm a great starter. And I usually don't challenge somebody, but I challenged him because I said, I'm not looking for a great starter. We want great finishers. And so I want to talk a little bit about starting versus finishing. Yeah, there can be a lot of things neat about starting. In fact, you know, it's not January the 1st, but come January 1st, we'll all be starters. We'll all start on New Year's resolutions. We'll all start on new diets. We'll all start on new exercise regimes. And really, I want to talk about tonight, not about being a starter, but about being a finisher. You know, what goes on your tombstone is not what you started with, it's what you finished with. Now, I remember my grandmother said one of the comments she used to say is, potential, it's great to have potential, just don't have permanent potential. And if you're a starter, you've got potential, but I want to help you be a finisher tonight. I want to help you accomplish those things. You know, it's great to have potential, just don't let it be, I never want it written on my tombstone that, you know, Joy Carter had potential. That's terrible words to have on your tombstone. It's okay to have it on your first birthday or 10th birthday. But I want to talk about three areas tonight about let's be finishers versus starters. And the first one I want to talk about is I'm going to go back to ambition. One of the challenges that I see, how much challenge, it just happens to be one of the realities is, you know, in the summer we get to 7-Eleven. We get to July 11th. Because you can go to 7-Eleven and get free Slurpees. And, of course, Jerry Thompson and his family founded the 7-Eleven concept and built that into just something unbelievable. And we all sort of celebrate 7-Eleven, and my whole family goes gets free Slurpees. But from 7-Eleven until usually September 1st is the dog days of summer of Ambit. This is when a lot of people just want to take summer off in Ambit because we're back in that starting mode. Because our New Year's Day of Ambit is the Saturday of Ambition. We're starting to plan our business about what the announcements will be at Ambition. We start making our plans being maybe a little too hopeful, maybe being overconfident. There's going to be a double bonus or a triple bonus or a quintuple bonus or something. And so we start thinking about what we're going to do with Ambit in September, October, and November. And we're back in the starting mode versus the finishing mode. And I want to right now, I want to acknowledge and call out just of respect to those people right now that are focused on finishing strong before ambition. If your goal is 5-2-6 before ambition, you're a marketing consultant, your goal is to be a regional consultant, wear that regional consultant ribbon. When you're at ambition, you're a finisher, and I want to applaud you, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you, and I want to celebrate your promotion to regional consultant at ambition. Likewise, if you're just a couple of customers or a consultant's way promoting to senior consultant, that you can be a handful of consultants, and you can be a whole bunch of customers away from senior consultant, and you can still be a senior consultant at ambition. It's not about starting. It's right now. It's about finishing. I want to encourage you to finish and be there at senior consultant. Then whenever we get to all the announcements on Saturday, everything after that's in your new senior code or in your new regional code. And, yes, I'm sure that if there are those that are 30, 50 away from promoting to executive consultant, this is the time to be a finisher. And I'm so excited. Someone on our team, Debbie and Roger Stutzman of Carnegie, Pennsylvania, their team is so close. They're just almost down to single digit. And they're not starting their path to executive consultant. Right now, they're all about finishing. They're doing three-way calls. They're showing the plan. They're encouraging each other. They're challenging each other. And so I'm so excited for that whole team. And I just, you know, Trish, Chris, Steven, Lisa, Dana, and all those on your team, I look forward to celebrating the Stutzman promotion in just a few weeks in Dallas because y'all are finishers. So starting versus finishing, let's look at ambition as a place to finish, not just a place to start, even though we'll do that on August 1st, on September 1st. Another place I want to talk about starting versus finishing is when we talk to a new prospect, we talk to someone on our written list. You know, one of the things you'll leave ambition with is you'll leave ambition with a whole lot of phrases to start conversations, a whole lot of phrases of how to start a conversation from, hey, how you doing, to talking about someone interested in a residual income stream, someone keep their ideas open for new business. You're going to get 20 or 30 new sort of, I'm going to call them one-liners, that you can use to open a conversation or to start a conversation. And I think it's great to start a conversation. I want to encourage you to be friendly. I want you to encourage you to smile. I want you to encourage you to meet those around you. Because that's, yes, but and that's how you start things. But what I want to celebrate and what I want to challenge you is, if you're going to start it, why not finish it? So let's talk about how to finish it right. When you have someone you're busy with, a new prospect or a contact, or someone you met at the grocery store or Nordstrom's or at the bank line or teller line, yes, you've got a written list of people you're reaching out to, but when you're talking to other people that you come into contact with, how do you start the conversation? Yeah, you're going to get lots of ideas about that at ambition. I want to challenge you to finish the conversation. And how do I mean successfully finish a conversation? That means you have an opportunity to show somebody the plan. One of the biggest mistakes I made as a new consultant was handing out a lot of business cards and telling my ambit story. I was throwing up all over people. I was a great starter. I'm Joey Carter. I'm an investor with Ambit Energy. You want to hear my story? Man, I could start. Everybody wanted to hear the start of it, but I didn't finish well. Why? Because the person I was talking to didn't have the same opportunity to invest in the business. They weren't going to be able to go out with 30 years of direct selling history and build their business. They needed direct selling for dummies. They needed to start from scratch. And yet I'm telling them that I'm successful, but I came with 30 years of history. I came with a whole DNA in this business. I'm an investor. I know inside things you don't know about. And so I started great, but I finished poorly. And I use one of the illustrations. I still think this is one of the biggest mistakes I made is handing out a lot of business cards, asking people to call me back. I thought I was that good of a starter that if I give them my card, they'd call back. Better yet, they'd go to my website and sign up as a consultant. I was not a good starter. I was a great conversationalist, but I was not a successful starter because I didn't finish. And one of the phrases, one of the ways I've learned to finish conversations is to always make sure I leave somebody eager, curious, and excited about following up. And so I think it's important that you always create a sense of urgency. And I think sometimes the best way to finish a conversation is you may not have them looking at the plan yet, but simply say, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got a busy day. Can I need to get your number? The part about finishing that is so critical is getting the other person's telephone number. I don't want their email. Don't try to get their email. You want a telephone number that you can follow up with. That tells me you're finishing. if I just give out the card and say, call me, I put them in charge of my business, and I've also been very doubtful they'll call back. But I want you to be finishers by showing the plan. I want you to be finishers by getting them to a sales presentation. I want you to be finishers by getting them to look at your website. You know, just calling somebody up and saying, here, go to this website and call me back. I love what I a long time ago heard is make sure they're in front of the computer. Make sure they are typing in your domain name. Make sure your picture is in the top right-hand corner of the website. Hit play, and then don't say, call me back. You call them back. That's finishing. And so I'm excited. Yes, it's fun to talk about starting, but I want to have you finish strong with Ambit. And we also talk about starting and finishing, and there's a quote from my grandmother that she said, success is the ratio of what you are to what you can be. Success is the ratio of what your talents are right that today to what they can be. And so I think about when you're a marketing consultant, I define success as getting to regional consultants. Don't be focused on senior consultants or national consultants. You'll spend too much time thinking strategy versus speed. And Brian McClure, again, speed versus strategy. That's probably one of the chapters of his book. But part of speed versus strategy is finishing. I don't want you starting a new strategy. If you've been like me, you've had people join your business, and they're all about starting a new way to do the Ambit business. I made the same mistake. I tried to do it based on my prior experiences and didn't follow the plan. So, again, how important it is that you plug into the system. And part of that with starting is getting yourself to regional consultant. Plug into the system. And success is defined as getting to regional consultant. Now, once you're a regional consultant, success, the definition of success has changed. Now it's senior consultant. 18 consultants, helping them. And then after you're senior consultant, it's executive consultant. An executive consultant, it's national consultant. Again, it's a part, it's finishing. I want you to finish strong. 5-2-6. Sometimes, you know, the definition of success for a new consultant was, well, I got before, when it was $429 to get started, success was just you getting the $429 because that counted for you for promotion. So it was great about starting, but it didn't reward finishing. And so I'm so glad that Ambit now puts the qualification on there. Yes, it's $99. I love that even more. But the fact is it's not recognized until that new consultant has triggered their first bonus. They get their investment back, and then it counts for you. I think that is because it rewards finishing, not just starting. And finishing is not about getting your bonus. Finishing is about qualifying as regional consultant. Then finishing is senior consultant. Then finishing is executive consultant. So it's all about starting versus finishing. And so that's what I want, again, just again, have reinforced again tonight, is about what you can do right now to finish the Ambit year. Yeah, we'll get plenty of chances to start things in September, but I want you to finish strong right now. And so I'm going to even challenge you just tonight. I'm going to see, you know, think about what could you finish right now? Or I'll ask you differently, what have you finished lately? We're in the middle of remodeling house. I got a lot of things started, very few things finished. So I want to think about what you can finish. I'm not going to give you a list of 10 things to start tonight. In fact, I'd written down 3 things I want you to finish. And I'm now just going to give you 1 thing I want you to finish tonight. Not tonight, but first thing tomorrow. Not first thing tomorrow, but sometime tomorrow. I want to challenge you not just to start something, but I want you to finish something. Let me keep it very simple. I just want you to reach out, not in an email, not in a text, but I'd ask you just to call maybe your first customer. Now, your first customer may have moved and may have relocated, but you're one of your founding original customers. I just want you to call and thank them for being your customer. If you didn't get a chance when you enrolled them as a customer to show them the plan, I want to encourage you to even be honest with them. Say, hey, you did an awful lot, and this may be a family member, but you became my first customer, helped me trigger my first bonus, get my business started. I don't know if 6 months ago or a year ago if I really had the skill set. I may have started well but didn't finish and really finished the conversation and asked you, would you consider looking at my business presentation, looking at my website? But mainly it's a care call to the customer. You don't know where this possibility will go. And you don't know, it may be someone that is on your chicken list that you've never reached out to again. They became a customer. But when you think about it, what is the worst thing that could happen? They could say, no, they're not going to look at it. What's the best thing that can happen? Well, some exciting things in Ambit can be the best thing. So why wouldn't you do that? Yes, I want you to start tomorrow by making a phone call, but I want you to finish one phone call tomorrow. I look forward to seeing all of you at Ambition. Again, excited about being there with our team, excited with the new promotions that are happening. Yes, I can't wait to hear what's going to be announced at Ambition. But I want you to know that happens on Saturday. We've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to celebrate finishing. And we'll start on Saturday. Like the old way we used to recognize at the end of the year, we used to take our hat off to the past and acknowledge success, sort of finishing. Then we take our coats off to the future and we start again. But I want to challenge and I want to congratulate and I want to cheer on all of you that are finishing something between now and Ambition. I look forward to seeing you there. Bear, I'm going to turn it back over to you. It's always an honor to be with you. Thank you very much. And please tell Brian thanks as well.
Will do. And it's always a pleasure to have you, Joey. I'm looking forward to not only seeing you at Ambition, but I always look forward to hearing from you at Power Trip. Folks, I tell you, I would recommend that you listen to this call again and make sure that your team hears this call talking about finishing, not just starting. And you can hear it at topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get it edited and put and in place. You can go to topambitleaders.com, click on the training tab, look for Sunday night business calls, and you'll be able to hear this call again. I want to thank you again, Joy, for being on the call, and I'm going to open up the lines and let the people on the call thank you as well. Guys,
thanks,
have a great week. Make that phone call tomorrow that Joy was talking about. Thanks again, Joy.